Welcome to Cosmic Connections with Madeline, talk radio to help you prosper by working in harmony with the universe. Hello, everyone. This is Madeline Gerwick, and thanks to the Dr. Pat Show, I'm with you each week at this time on Fridays. I'm a certified astrologer and the author of The Good Timing Guide, which provides you good timing for all your activities. I'm also the co-author of The Complete Idiot's Guide to Astrology. My degree is in economics, and I specialize in business, economic, and personal astrology. And I also help people achieve prosperity in all areas of their lives. Now, on this show each week, we discuss tools and ideas that you can use to work in harmony with the universe and increase your prosperity. Today, I have a special guest, international speaker, author, and channeler, Peggy Phoenix DeBrow, who is here to talk about Let There Be More Light. She'll discuss a new quantum tool to clarify and focus the energy of your intentions. And she'll give us a simple approach to reflect and amplify the energy of grace and wholeness in yourself and others. Now, next week on June 29th, I'll take your calls and give you my prosperity tip of the week. Now, plus, just a note that since I have a guest this week, I won't be doing What's Up in the Heavens on this program. And my written version won't be available either, but I hope you got my Solstice Energies report. Next Friday, June 29th, What's Up in the Heavens will return, and the written one will also be available again. And if you really need to know about the current cycles, you can order my Good Timing quarterly newsletters with email updates and read all about them well ahead of time. To do that, just go to my site at askmadeline.com. That's askmadeline.com. Or call us toll-free at 877-524-8300. And that number again is 877-524-8300. Now, before I introduce Peggy, I also want to remind you that we're still in a rare and intense Venus retrograde period. This is the time when we're rethinking our values, relationships, and finances. And if you have issues related to these areas, then this is the perfect consult for you. These consultations are designed to be 30 minutes long, and they include 30 minutes of preparation prior to your consultation. So I'll be giving these consults through June 28th. You can learn more on my website by going to askmadeline.com. That's askmadeline.com. Or call my toll-free number, 877-524-8300. Now, I also want to remind you that on June 28th, Peg Donahue will be giving an emotional freedom and healing release for deep ancestral patterns. Now, you may not realize it, but money issues from your ancestors and past family members are carried at the cellular level in your DNA. And you can release these patterns and others related to wars, depressions, famines, and other calamities so you can move forward and thrive. This release is via telephone, so you can take it from any location. It's a one-hour release that starts at 5 p.m. Pacific time or 8 p.m. Eastern time on June 28th. To learn more, go to askmadeline.com. That's askmadeline.com. Or call us toll-free at 877-524-8300. And that number again, 877-524-8300. Now, I am delighted to introduce my special guest today. Peggy Phoenix DeBrow is a distinguished international speaker and teacher whose diverse talents have gained her a worldwide presence in the arena of new thinking. She has 28 years of experience working with the human energy anatomy, and she's a leader in the field of energy balancing. Co-founder with her husband in 1995 of the Energy Extension, Inc., Peggy and Steve have teamed up to create cutting-edge technology in the field of energy balancing that is both fun and deeply transformational. Their work is practiced and taught in more than 70 countries around the world. Welcome to the show, Peggy.
Thank you, Madeline. It's great to be here. And I just want to say something. I have been using your Good Timing Guides for the past 7 years. I get everything. I get the book, the online. I travel with it. It's amazing. That is just a little piece of the work you do. Thank you, love. It's beautiful.
Oh, thank you so much.
Very good work. Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. And and I know you also get newsletters.
Yes, I get your newsletters. I print them up. I look them over. I highlight them. It's really great. It gives us the tides. And indeed, we continue to evolve, but I think it's very, very wise to know the tides and how to use. I'm all about energy and energy patterns and how to use the energy that is available to us and to be very conscious of how we're using our energy. So thank you very much.
Oh, you're welcome. And I know that you have been working on using energy consciously for years, too.
Oh, yes.
So I would first like you to tell our listeners, how did you come to do this work?
Well, to first speak to your listeners that this is all about your most managing your most precious resource, your personal energy. And for me, it just began, there's this desire I had when I was 22. It was the end of the 60s, the beginning of the 70s. There was no drug or alcohol involved. And I had a deep, deep desire to remember God. And this was where it started from for me. I had an expanded consciousness experience. I became aware of my connection to all things. I became aware of the infinite love of the universe, and it just completely blew. I didn't know what chakras were. I didn't know what a mantra was, and my mantra was, I remember. And long story short, I remembered. People can read the story on my website, but I did remember. And it is in that remembering that there was this great infinite love. And the work that I do, my husband Stephen likes to call it a delivery system for the energy of love.
So
it is very much a very heart-centered. The work itself was interesting. For 15 years, I was really very, very hypersensitive, very, very aware, and I didn't know what to do with the energy. And I studied, and probably many of your readers or listeners, we studied many of the same things, from Zen Buddhism to sort of yoga to I did martial arts. I did all kinds of things to learn. I studied with an African shaman, a Brazilian shaman, and I did apprenticeship with Native American, Little Hawk, a Lakota pipe carrier. So there was a lot that I did during that time. And then I had my second experience of this expanded consciousness, and it was during this time and from what I've come to understand as the wisdom of the feminine divine, I received an awareness of a system in our energy anatomy, and it's called the Universal Calibration Lattice. And we call it the lattice for short. And whether you accept it as a reality or whether you accept this as a concept or a strategy, it will work. And there's a whole body of work around the lattice. As the discoverer of this lattice, I started 22 years ago, and I've been studying this lattice and teaching, and the work is now in over 70 countries, and I will continue to work with this lattice. It is an extension of our consciousness. It's a lifelong study for me, and I'm learning so much more. But in the moment, we have many programs to be able to work with the lattice.
That's amazing. Now, can you give us a quick overview of the EMS balancing work?
Sure. And actually, we're calling it, we now have an overview of everything called the balancing work. And people can find out more about that just by going to www.thebalancingwork.com. But the EMF balancing technique, first, electromagnetic field. I was impressed, told, knew, 22 years ago, I didn't like the name EMF balancing technique as the body of work came in, as the consciousness for the lattice came in, and I knew that this structure was here to help us be more at home here on the planet and to be more aware and to extend our intelligence. But I was told that one day we would know the importance of the electromagnetic field of the heart. And now science is telling us, and HeartMath, the Institute, is just leading the way, but science is really telling us there's neurons in our heart, just like there are neurons in our brain. As a matter of fact, there are more neurons in our heart than there is in our brain. And the EMF balancing technique works with this extension of our consciousness, and it's very heart-based, and it's within the electromagnetic field. And so EMF balancing, and the word technique is always interesting. People have lots of opinions about technique. A technique is just some little piece, or some people have lots of things to say about the word technique. Technique was put into the name so that people would understand that they could do this. And I have a book called Elegant Empowerment that was written back in 2002 that is just filled with so much science, from scalar waves to toroids to all kinds of information, because I had invited a physicist to co-author with me to explain the lattice. There's my heart-centered and my experience in that book, and then there's also the science that the physicist brought into it. So it's interesting to see how much science is validating those of us who have been considered strange and weird. Well, personally, I think we're weird and wonderful, and that there is much more to understand. And actually, I'll say to people, you know, when I talk about the work, I'm working to take this more mainstream. And so we have the EMF balancing technique, but we also have lattice logic programs, which are amazing programs that are, we have one for businesses, for people to become more aware of the strategy of the lattice and how to work with the lattice and how they all create a group consciousness, and we use the structure of the lattice to be able to work energetically. And in the lattice logic programs, we have for families and also for children. And what's so amazing is how fast the children take to this. And then we have Tai Chi and yoga for the lattice. It all comes together beautifully. And in yoga, we've been acknowledged. I have said chakra system has evolved, and Sivananda Ashram had a program, and at the end...
Okay, now I'm going to have you hold that thought, because we're going to break here. So, our listeners, stay tuned. We're going to be back here shortly, and Peggy will give you a little demonstration, and when we come back from this short break, we'll have plenty more information. So stay tuned. You're listening to Cosmic Connections with Madeline. We'll be right back.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Psychic Dougal Fraser, the queer guy with a third eye, one of the country's most popular psychics, joins Transformation Talk Radio with a call-in advice show that will provide insights and information on creating your best life. You've seen him on The Real Housewives of Orange County, Dancing with the Stars, and so much more. From gurus to gossip, meditation to martinis, the Dougal Fraser Show will both inspire and crack you up with laughter. Tune in every Tuesday at 10. It's the Dougal Fraser Show.
Did anyone teach you to be a parent? What if there were tools that could make your job a whole lot easier? Glenna Rice invites you to be the questionable parent you truly be in a dynamic teleseries designed to empower parents to know that they know and give you the awareness required to create ease and joy between you and your children. Check out GlennaRice.com to learn more and to book a private session. Or dial 415-235-2807.
The root cause of disease is not what you think. Doctors are treating the symptoms, not the root cause, because they haven't been trained to do so. Dr. Alex Lloyd has developed a simple technique that has saved thousands of people from lives of frustrating and debilitating illnesses. This technique has been featured on national broadcast and cable television in People, Time, and USA Today. If you are ready to heal and tired of being treated, visit DrAlexHealingCodes.com, where you will find free life-changing information.
Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host and motivational speaker, Sue London. Sue inspires millions of people to overcome difficult or traumatic situations in their lives. People feel hope, courage, and are ready to move forward after hearing Sue speak. Book motivational speaker Sue London for your next event at AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
Integrative Dentistry provides a broad range of holistic dental services by using healthy materials, full body understanding, and quality care. Dr. Mitch Martyr focuses on natural dentistry by combining alternative treatments with conventional procedures. He has done extensive research and continuing studies in a broad range of allied fields, including TMJ and pain treatment, orthodontics, periodontology, mercury removal, toxicology, nutrition, herbal medicine, acupuncture, massage, craniosacral, and homeopathy. Call for an appointment or free consultation at 206-367-6453. That's 206-367-6453. And visit MitchMartyrDDS.com. That's MitchMartyrDDS.com.
Welcome back to Cosmic Connections with Madeline, talk radio to help you prosper by working in harmony with the universe. Today I have a special guest, international speaker, author, and channeler, Peggy Phoenix DeBrow. And she's here talking about how we can let there be more light. She's discussing a new quantum tool to clarify and focus the energy of your intentions. And she also has a simple approach to reflect and amplify the energy of grace and wholeness in yourself and others. So, Peggy, I asked you to hold that one thought, and let's get back to what we were discussing right before the break.
Good, good. The one I was talking about our lattice program that we have, because the lattice is the quantum system that we're working with. And it's just like the main thing I'd like your listeners to know is that when in quantum physics, when you observe the particle behaves differently. In this work, when you observe your energy through a quantum lens of the lattice, your energy will behave differently, and so will you. And just a hint to your listeners, I'm 60 years old, and I have released over the past 3 years over 80 pounds, and I'm continuing to grow in strength, and I did it through my own work. So that'll give you a hint about this, and you can see more on the what I'm about to talk about with the reflections. But right now, I just wanted to finish that thought on the yoga. It's because, and I know that many of your listeners are also very talented, and they have their own work, and they have ways they understand life. And I also work to be a bridge between the ancient understanding and the understanding of now. And I was mentioning the Sivananda Ashram in the Bahamas, and the spiritual leader there, Swami Swarupananda, he actually issued certificates that when people finished our yoga for the lattice, it said evolution of the chakra system. And this is honoring the energy of the history and understanding that we have evolved. And that's what's so important, is that we have evolved. And as we're in this time of change, as we, all these things I'm sharing, and now I'm going to talk about the reflections. The reflections is a tool that's easy to learn. I'm teaching it in person. I'm also teaching it by the internet. People can find out more about the lattice and the reflection work if they go to www.symbolworldwide.com and the symbolworldwide.com, and they will be able to look at the lattice and they'll be able to learn more. But I want to give a little bit of a demonstration here. But the reflections work itself, I just taught it here in Sedona right after the big cryon event we had, and somebody wrote and they said the class was deceptively simple. It was elegantly presented and shockingly powerful. And I just love that. And what are we reflecting when we do this thing called reflection? It is the energy of wholeness within each one of us. You know, that word in the English language, wellness, is so popular, and people understand wellness. And again, I like to build bridges, like the way I'm asking people to think or consider themselves, it's right on the edge. I understand that. But we're finding ways for people to be able to bring this understanding in their life, to become more mindful, to become more present in now, to be able to work with their awareness, their intuition, and their intellect in balance. It's a time of change. This is like, to me, it's exciting time, and I know it's also very challenging. And so learning how to gather your energy, how to make intention, how to make decisions about what you're going to do. There is this balance of being and doing. And I know there's people have really worked hard to get into the space of being, but there's also times to know when to do. It's like being a martial artist of the heart. And then there's pulling upon the energy or drawing upon the energy of your history and the intelligence and the wisdom you already have. And also in balance, being open to what you're willing to receive as you are working with your intentions. And then we also add attributes of mastery. These are these noble attributes of what it means to be a human. And when we do that, we speak directly to our DNA. And I have found that this strategy and this understanding and these reflections, they create great coherence within one's being so that you may accomplish and achieve the things that perhaps have been just out of your reach or not quite there. For me, 35 years of struggling with my weight, you know, I'll say to people, oh, we have this big organization in the world, and we're all around the world, and we've done all of this, and people say, that's really lovely. But when I say I've released 80 pounds with this work, they want to know more.
and you look fabulous, by the way.
it feels nice. People are using it for anger, for stress, for for being able to follow through. It's one thing to give the intentions, and what I know is that people who listen to your show, they want to make a difference. They want to, they're here in the world to take care of themselves first, and then to be able to be able to take part in what's happening in the world. And so, I'm giving very quickly, and I am. My energy is already starting to shift to be able to do a little bit of a demonstration of the energy.
Oh, good. I was just going to ask you if you could do that because I don't want us to run out of time.
Yeah, this is good. So I've said a lot, and they can listen to that, and they can learn more when they go to these websites. But again, now I'm feeling the strength of your listeners and of your strength and of what is happening in the world. And so we're just going to take a deep breath, and it's about energetic posturing. And I'm going to ask you, and time and space doesn't matter, we're speaking to one another in this way, to focus your attention on your feet. And also, there's energy beneath your feet. We call that the center below. And to ask you to take a nice deep breath. And if you would like, you can affirm with me, I give the intent to be fully present.
I give the intent
to be fully,
fully present.
In my body.
In my body.
In my daily life.
In my daily life.
Ah, there we go. For it is now in your daily life, and it is the details of your life. That is your path. And so being fully present with more of the intelligence, with more of who you are, this increases mindfulness. This is the bridge of the ancients asking us to observe ourselves and to also be present with all that we are. Then I ask you to focus your attention on the crown of your head. And again, with the energy above the head, we call this the center above. And again, I would ask you to affirm, I give the intent.
I give the intent.
To express more of my greater wisdom.
To express more of my greater wisdom.
In my daily life.
In my daily life.
And we are all evolutionaries. We can evolve the consciousness, and as we grow and understand more we learn, the more there is to learn, the energy of the crown center becomes stronger and stronger. And as I'm speaking, I can feel the energy of the listeners. We have good connection to the center below for grounding. We have opening to the inspired information, and in my eyes, we are all channels, and we are learning to channel more of who we are in alignment with who we are in the energy of our wholeness. And then finally, I would ask everyone to focus within their heart and within the core of their being. Take a deep breath and let us affirm, I give the intent.
I give the intent.
To radiate more of my wholeness.
To radiate more of my wholeness.
And if you're comfortable, you may say also more of my holiness. For it is
and more of my holiness.
Yes. In my daily life.
In my daily life.
And as we breathe and we work with this, again, the energy of the feet begins to amplify. There's a bit of a reaction, for there is more comfort in being present on the planet. Even for the listeners who are not aware of what this lattice, the system within our energy looks like, we're getting a nice response. And I am feeling some excitement within the solar plexus area. And that is because what you're doing in the moment is you're giving yourself permission to be more of who you are. And so I would also ask each person who's listening to this to also work with the energy of self-worth and expression. And lastly, I'll bring you right to the throat as I see the time is coming to this place. I would encourage each one of you to learn to speak more clearly about that which you know to be true and that which you believe, so that people can clearly hear you and what you bring to the world. And this brings the creative energy in. And so everyone take a deep breath. And this is a taste of the resonance of what it means as we reflect to one another the energy of our wholeness. And the centering and the stillness. So the final words are, the answers are within you. To take the time to work with them. And so it is in the energy of love. Thank you so much for the opportunity to share this resonance.
Oh, I am so delighted you could be here. Now, how can our listeners find out more about your services and contact you? And do you have a special offer for them?
I actually do have a special offer. If they go to the sessions with Peggy at thebalancingwork.com, and if they make an appointment before July 5th, there is a $50 reduction of price. They can get a group together. They can have a special session. It is a one-hour reflection session, group or individual. And so if they contact us before July 5th and make their appointment, this is our gift, being on your show and to your listeners, so they can get started working very specifically with the reflections.
And that's the email address of Sessions with Peggy,
at thebalancingwork.com. Contact us directly for your session. It is an energy session, and you will be able to use this work or be able to use the energy in your life privately. You'll see how this works.
Okay, fantastic. Well, thank you for joining me today, Peggy.
Thank you.
And next Friday on June 29th, after I tell you about what's up in the heavens, I'll take your calls and I'll give you my prosperity tip of the week. And now lastly, just a reminder to visit my site at askmadeline.com. That's askmadeline.com. And while you're there, remember to register for Peg Donahue's Emotional Freedom and Healing Release of Ancestral Patterns on June 28th, or sign up for our free What's Up in the Heavens. And you can also call us free to order, arrange a consultation or a custom timing at 877-524-8300. That number again, 877-524-8300. This is Madeline Gerwick bringing you Cosmic Connections with Madeline. And until next time, I'm wishing you good timing for success and the joy to create prosperity.
Ladies, are you living an inspired life? Do you yearn for a more passionate, dream-filled life? Here's Linda Joy, founder of Aspire Magazine, and she has a gift for you.
Aspire has launched its Mission to Inspire initiative with a commitment to give away 100,000 one-year digital subscriptions to women around the globe. Every subscription comes with a multitude of free gifts from our team inspiration partners.
To claim it all, go to AspireMag.net today. No purchase necessary. And live an inspired life.
We all want deeper, more intimate relationships. But how do we create successful relationships and maintain strong connections? Peter Kane has some real answers. Author of The Monogamy Challenge, Creating and Keeping Intimacy, Peter is one of the original breathworkers and relationship trainers with over 30 years' experience. Breathe, relax, or create intimacy and keep it thriving. Visit peterkane.org or contact Peter Kane at 425-802-2050.
Tune in each week on Wednesdays at 12 Pacific and 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. And Dr. Peggy will lead you through the maze of info on topics from allergies and antioxidants to zinc and xylitol and all points in between, providing you with simple solutions to help you achieve optimal health for your mind, body, and spirit. Visit SimpleHealthNetwork.com to take your health back and get your copy of Dr. Peggy's amazing cookbook, OMG! That's allergy free.
Tune in each Wednesday at 6 p.m. Eastern for the hit show Out of the Fog with Karen Hager, the Fog City Psychic. Spark your spirit and ignite your soul with spiritual conversation and enlightening guests that will help you get clear and catapult you into action. You'll meet metaphysical movers and shakers, intuitives, spiritual visionaries, and more. Want an on-air reading? Karen's down-to-earth style and lively curiosity delivers the compassionate, no-nonsense, intuitive advice that's become her trademark. Visit FogCityPsychic.com and book your reading today.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, and I want to share something amazing with you. If you're sick of information and ready for an extreme transformation, then check out world-renowned energy healer Ann Taylor at FasterQuickerBetter.com. She's been creating miracles in tens of thousands of people's lives for over 16 years, and I'm one of those people. You too can easily do the same by simply listening to her recordings. If you want to miraculously eliminate fears, worries, and negative beliefs, then you owe it to yourself to purchase her amazing package, which includes over 50 pieces of healing work. Thanks to Anne's 60-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose and everything to gain. Hurry over to FasterBetterQuicker.com and finally experience the quantum leap in consciousness that you truly deserve.